Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
A crime and policing expert says the delay in releasing the crime statistics is likely due to administrative issues and not disputes within the police ministry. It's postponed the release today of its report for the first quarter of the 2025-26 financial year. Explosive claims of criminal and political interference in the justice system thrust the ministry into the spotlight, which led to the Matlanga Commission and Parliament's ad hoc committee inquiries. Independent crime analyst Johan Berger says he doesn't believe the postponement is linked to these controversies, but he says some people might think it is.
You know, we have an acting national minister of police, who is a very capable person. I'm quite certain that it is not because of him being uncertain of what to do that there is a delay. And of course, the National Commission is still around, and the head of the Crime Information Analysis Center is also still available. And those are, you know, especially the head of the Crime Information Analysis Center is a highly capable general and absolutely competent to present the crime stat.
He says the release of the crime statistics has been delayed before.
There's no reason why they should not be able to present the stats unless there's another administrative stumbling block that prevents it. And that can be something with the computerized system that may have caused this delay.
The second aircraft search and rescue teams have been trying to locate in the KZN Midlands has been found.
We can confirm that the second aircraft was located just after 7 o'clock this morning. The search and rescue teams are on the scene, and unfortunately the pilot and sole occupant was found to have been fatally injured in this accident as well.
The small plane was travelling with another over Howick yesterday when a distress signal was sent out. Teams last night found one aircraft which had crashed. The pilot was also killed. Bad weather conditions forced crews to suspend their search and recovery operations. They returned this morning to retrieve the body from the first plane as they continued to scour the area. Gregory Critchley, who's with the Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Centre, says the planes were found in different locations.
The protocol is we are securing the scenes, and the South African Police Services will now take the scene officially over, and the investigation process will commence with the Civil Aviation Authority's Accident and Incident Investigation Division, as well as the South African Police Investigation. The cause of the accident will be investigated by the accident investigators in the South African Police. Regarding the next of kin, so this is a process that will take place through the South African Police Service.
And the World Meteorological Organization says carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere soared by a record amount to new highs last year. The UN agency says between 2023 and 2024, the global average concentration of CO2 rose by 3.5 parts per million. The WMO's Oksana Tarasova says it's the largest increase since modern measurements started in 1957. Tarasova's added that CO2 levels were pushed up by the burning of fossil fuels and an increase in wildfires.
Every single molecule which is emitted in the atmosphere will have a global impact. The areas of the Amazon which are deforested, the largest deforested areas, they are, for the last 10 years when we have the analysis, they are emitting more CO2 than they are absorbing. So the atmosphere is a collective of exhausts.
Our lead story, a crime and policing expert says the delay in releasing the crime statistics is likely due to administrative issues and not disputes within the police ministry. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.